And third paragraph in the second Mishnah. Mistechuza lahokil lahachmir. Mistechuza also we have lahokil ulahachmir. Kate said. Echad makdish becholos in lechois. Echad makdish bepaldus sebasti. Where the person is makdish a field in cholos and lechois is the outskirts of some city, which was a cheap real estate, place where the fields were not valuable, or this Padre Sebesti was the highest quality orchards. For this amount of area, a person plants a choymer of soyrin, it gives 50 shekel kesef. Stay mikna, but if he bought a field and there was makdashit, then when he has to redeem it, noisin is shavi, you give according to its value. He says, no, there's no difference between the two. Then by stay mikna, also you give when you redeem it, you give a specific amount. Not like the Tanakhama that says that a stechuza, a stemikna, something that you bought and you makdish, you go according to its value. So according to Rebbe Lezer's opinion, it's mapping stechuza, stemikna, elishab stechuza, noisin choymesh, and stemikna, and noisin choymesh. If it's your stechuza, something that's inheritance from your family, and you makdish it, when you redeem it, you have to add a fifth. If it's something you bought, then when you redeem it, you don't have to add a fifth.